128. Psalms 128. And verse 5. Psalms 128 and verse 5. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you out of Zion. That's the word that the Lord gave to me yesterday night. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you out of Zion. Zion is where God's people are. Washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Where they gather together, that is where Zion is. Amen. Amen. And when you gather together, God is exhorting, may the Lord Himself bless you out of Zion. Amen. When you gather together, no wonder the devil tries to keep you from getting together to worship the Lord. Because if you should gather together, and if you should worship Jesus, and if you should honor His word, and meditate on His word, and bless His name, the devil knows it is the Lord's written word that He Himself will bless you out of Zion. No person can come into a gathering like this where people are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and they can't go back the same way without receiving a blessing from God. Amen. The Lord bless you out of Zion. Now, Psalms 120 to Psalms 135 are called the Song of Ascents. Ascent. 15 of them, 15 Psalms, Psalms 120 to 135. Now there are four reasons why Bible scholars believe it is called the Song of Ascent. Because whenever a worshipper would go to Jerusalem, and they would go every year three times into Jerusalem. And every time they would go, it is said they would sing these Psalms on the way. On the 15 steps into the place where people worship, each of the steps when they get in, they will recite a psalm. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, this Psalms 120 to 135 are called the Song of Ascents because the people of Israel were in captivity for a certain amount of years in Babylon. And when they were ascending up from their captivity, these were the psalms that God gave them. So every time you feel you have gone into captivity in some area of your life, and you want to make the setback that you had in your life into a comeback unto God, let me say to you, these are the psalms to read. Psalms 120 to Psalms 135. Amen. And when you begin to have these psalms in your mouth, and when you say, Lord, I acknowledge I've gone into Babylon. Babylon speaks about captivity. It speaks about bondage. When you feel there is some area of your life that is under bondage, and when you want to come back unto the Lord and worship Him in the courts of His presence, let me say to you, these are the psalms that you should have in your mouth when you recite those psalms, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus, and when you begin to recite it, the working power of God's Holy Spirit will work inside of you and bring you through. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And it's amazing when you look through those psalms. Each psalm is, you know, it's powerful. In Psalms 120, while the psalmist is starting, he's saying in Psalms 120 and verse 1, he's starting that psalm in his life when there is distress. In my distress, what did I do? I didn't go to the Mandravadi. I didn't go to the temple. I didn't go anywhere else, but I cried to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In my distress. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's something that stops the Lord to meet your need. And that is when you open your heart and say, Lord, I am so distressed, so troubled, and I do not know what to do, but I open my mouth to you. I open my heart to you. There is no one else I can call upon. I don't think anybody else will understand what I'm going through, but I thank you that you are the one who sees everything. You are the one who knows everything. You know my heart. You know my life from beginning to end. You know everything. I call on your name. And he will incline his ear to hear you. Amen. Hallelujah. He listens to the cry of his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Nee kartavinte munne karanja vera aare munne karan aavashyam varuvada. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Since Psalms 120, he's starting with distress. He's been in captivity in bondage in Babylon. He's wondering whether he can make it back. There are enemies all around him. Is there anyone here this morning who feel your heart is in distress? You have gone into captivity. Nobody else knows. But as you walked in this road and when you came all the way here, there is a burden in your heart saying, who will set me free? Who will understand? Who should I call upon? Who will understand what is happening in my life? What's happening in my family? What is happening to me? Why are these things happening to me? If I am your child, Lord, and you might be having those questions in your mind, let me tell you, God sees, he knows, and that's why he's declaring from his word this morning, call upon my name, and I will answer you and set you free. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In Psalms 20, he's starting with distress. And in Psalms 121, in his distress, he's saying, what should I do? Can I look to the hills for help? Can I look to the mountains for help? I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Psalms 121 verse 1. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the... Say that with boldness this morning. My help comes from the... Hallelujah. My help comes from the... Who made heaven and earth. If he made heaven and earth, don't tell me he can't make a home for you. There's somebody here who's praying for a house. That's why God made me say that. If he made the whole heaven and earth, don't tell me God can put together a house for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in Psalms 122, he's having an expectant faith. And so he's saying, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the... I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he knows this truth. The Lord will bless him out of Zion. The Lord will bless him out of Zion. How many of you ever at any point of your life who have walked in here in much distress, in much struggles and in much backsliding and bondage and you have cried to the Lord and worshipped him, and how many of you have seen the hand of God coming for you and setting you free? Anybody here who's got an experience where the Lord has set you free when you walked in to worship the Lord here? Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hand. Let the world see. Let the people know. Rejoice in God and thank him one more time. Say, Lord, hallelujah. I rejoice in you. I give you glory. I honor your name. I worship you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I was glad when they said to me, amen. Let us go into the house of the Lord. And then what is he doing? 123. The song, next song of Ascent. Unto you I lift up my eyes. O you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters. As the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on. Amen. I like that word, until.
ചുമ്മാ ഒന്ന് നോക്കിയിട്ട് പോയെന്നല്ല. Till I received an answer from God. Until. Hallelujah. Don't pray because somebody asked you to pray. Don't call on his name because somebody asked you to do it. But when you go through real trouble, you know for sure there is answer from God. And you know, blessed are the ones who wait upon the Lord. They shall never be put to shame. Amen. Hallelujah. Even youth shall completely and utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and mount up with wings like eagles. Amen. So until. Amen. Until. ഇന്ന് പലരും ഭക്തി ചുമ്മാ ഒന്ന് രാജ്യത്തെ വായക, പ്രത്യേകിച്ച് ഒന്നും ചെയ്യാനില്ല, ഒന്ന് വേറെ ഒന്ന് രാജ്യത്തെ വായക. No, no, no. The psalm is saying, until. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Until. Until. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe the word with all of my heart. Whenever I have needed mercy and whenever I haven't felt good, I go into the presence of the Lord, lock up my room, and I say, Lord, until I feel, until I know for sure, until I am utterly and completely truthful to you, where I know for sure that you've heard me and answered me, I won't get up. And whenever I've done that with faith in my heart, I have seen the hand of God function for me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 124. The next session, Psalm. And that is beautiful. Look at the 6-8 verse. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is, and we have escaped. There is an escape for you. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what snare of the enemy you have fallen into, let me tell you with all boldness in the word of God this morning, the Lord's word declares to you, the snare is broken. The snare stands broken. I speak it over your life right now. If any one of you feel you are in a snare, you are a prey to the enemy, let me say to you this morning, the snare stands broken in the name of Jesus this morning. And a soul has escaped. Amen. Hallelujah. Her soul has escaped. You don't understand, do you? You don't understand, but there's an enemy out there. He's not got the best interest. He doesn't have the best interest for your life. He's called the Satan, the devil. And the Bible says in John 10 and verse 10, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Let me say, he doesn't just come to give you an allergy on your back. There's somebody here, the Lord heals you now. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. He doesn't just come to give you an allergy in the back or a toe pain. He wants to see you destroyed. You wonder what's happening in your family, what's happening in your marriage, what's happening in your personal life. Let me say to you, you don't realize it, do you? You don't realize you're in a snare, do you? The enemy is just not wanting to give you a horrible time. My Bible says he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Your destruction is what he's got in mind. But the Lord says to you this morning, the snare stands broken and you have escaped the snare of the enemy. I speak it over your life in the name of Jesus this morning. Amen. നിമ്മൻ ചുമ്മാ ക്ഷീണിപ്പിച്ചൊരു മൂലയ്ക്ക് കിടത്തിയാക്കാൻ നല്ല വിശ്വാസം പറയുന്നത്. Some people cry and say, the devil is after me. Some people think if they don't become a believer, the devil won't come after them. You will have devil for eternity. നീ വിശ്വാസി വന്നെങ്കിൽ മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ, ആരാധനയ്ക്ക് വന്നെങ്കിൽ മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ. The snare will stay broken. Are you with me? Come on. Some people, when they've heard on the devil, and the more they have learned from the word of God, a fear has crept into their hearts. So they think if I just close my eyes, the devil might not see me. Have you seen people like that? They show it. നിങ്ങൾക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് വരാൻ ഒരു പേടി, ശത്രുവിനെ കുറിച്ച് കേൾക്കുമ്പോൾ ഒരു പേടി. നിങ്ങൾ മാറിയിരുന്നാക്കാം, മാറിയിരുന്ന ആരും അറിയാലോ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്കൊക്കെ ഇറങ്ങിയോണ്ട് ഇത്ര ബുദ്ധിമുട്ടും ഭാരമൊക്കെ. പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് ഇറങ്ങിയോണ്ടാണ് ബുദ്ധിമുട്ടും ഭാരമായിട്ട് മാത്രം നിന്നത്, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ തകർന്നു പോയാന്. അവിടുന്ന് ഒരു വിടുതലുണ്ട്. My soul has escaped the snare. Hallelujah. Of the enemy. Lift your hand and say that with faith this morning. My soul has escaped the snare of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, it is powerful. While the psalmist is going, he's in distress, he's starting, suddenly he realizes there's a warfare going on. The reason for his captivity was just not his backsliding alone, but there was an enemy behind. There was a snare that was behind. The enemy had planned it out, and he realizes it, and he's wondering whether the Lord had let him down, but the Lord is saying, and he realizes it, blessed be the Lord, the sixth verse in that same Psalm 124, who has not given us. Can you imagine that? Some people think that the Lord will give you to the enemy. The Lord won't. You have gone to the enemy's territory, and that's why you fell into bondage. The Lord will never hand you over to the enemy. The Lord is there to set you free and bring you through. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 125 verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide forever. Amen. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and. Amen. See, trust. Till then he had praise, he had blessings, all that. His mouth was open to the Lord, all that. But trust has to do with your heart. Are you with me? Proverbs 3 and verse 5 and 6. Belief is in the head. Your belief will never get you out of any trouble. It is good. You have belief in your head. Jesus can do great things for me. But it has to come into a place of trust. And that's why Proverbs 3 and verse 5 and 6 says, what does it say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Come on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Say it again. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. See, have you realized that with intellectual belief system, you can say, I believe in God. He will set me free. You can say that. It's from your head to your mouth. But if you really come to a place of trust, you can never say it like that. If you need to really trust, you need to go on your heart. Lord, I'm going to You have to really kneel down. You have to really, it has to come from your heart. Are you with me? And what happens to most people is that they just happy with the head to mouth kind of faith. With the head, they have an intellectual understanding of things from Scripture. Are you with me? And they, with the head, they say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. They don't have a problem with that. But it is not moved into the heart. It's not moved in deeper. So come to the place in your heart where you say, I trust you, Lord. You will see, suddenly realize you can't really make a huge sound with your mouth when you do that. Only tears will come in your eyes. Amen. See, when I pray alone, I don't pray like I pray here. Shakala rambana simbala jambarana. I say, my God, help me today. It's trust. And because I do that before the Lord, when I stand in the crowd, I can say, praise God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, devil go, bondage go, I can say that with boldness. But if I don't first go and say, my God, help me, how do I get through this day? Two services, baptism in the evening, so many people coming for prayer, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's trust deeper. Are you with me? Come on, I want if you understand what I'm saying. Song of essence. Songs. Coming out from captivity into the place of worship. They had gone into bondage, coming out. Each psalm is a song of essence as they're walking by the singing. Hallelujah. In this place they're calling. They're saying out those songs. They're reciting those songs. Amen. And we come to Psalms 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be. Which cannot be. Which cannot be. Which cannot be. Cannot be shaken. Are you with me? As the mountains around Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people from this time forth and forever. Amen. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Amen. God bless one person is a majority always. God bless one person is a majority. Do you know that? You don't need to look to the crowds. You need to see whether God is there with you. If God be for us, who can be against us? When you look right from the Old Testament, you will find God bless Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Just a couple of people against the whole Egyptian army. God bless Gideon. Are you with me? All the old covenant you will find just God and just a few people who are willing to surrender their lives and say, Lord, I need you, I trust you, I believe in you, I leave my life to you. And it was always Elijah and God and his servant. And a whole army encamping around them. This is Elijah. You are never lonely with God. If you are lonely, it is a sign that something is missing in your heart. And it could be a lack of the river of God inside of you. Are you with me? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, church. Amen. And I just quote the third verse because the Lord wants me to quote it for somebody here. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Third verse, the scepter, which means the authority of wickedness, shall not rest in the land that is allotted to the righteous. I know of a man of God who said in his very property, he had a person who was an unbeliever and who was stealing things from him and doing him a lot of harm. And he didn't want to go for a case or, he had connections and all that, but he didn't want to use all that. He was a man of God who really trusted in the Lord. So he said every time he would go in front of that estate, he would say, the scepter of wickedness shall not rest in the land that ought to the righteous. The scepter of wickedness shall not rest in the land that is allotted to the righteous. He would keep on saying that. That's all. Not to that man. It's a spiritual war. Amen? Don't breathe it down somebody else's throat. Hallelujah. He would say that. And within a couple of months, this person came and said, I am leaving that property. I'm just going. I don't know. I can't seem to stay there anymore. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He's a great tele-evangelist. Sometimes I preach together with him. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The next psalm. Psalms 126. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying the word of the Lord? When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Amen? See, they are coming back into Zion. Song of Ascent. And they say, when the Lord brought back the captivity of... Amen. It is that simple. It's a nightmare when you are in captivity. But freedom is always a dream. It never stays a dream. It's a reality for God's people. Are you with me? My Bible says the wicked dream that there is food in the house and there is no. When they get up in the morning, there is no food. The wicked dream, in Isaiah 28, I suppose, it says the wicked dream that there is food in the house and that they're heat and they're full, but when they get up in the morning, they're hungry. They dream that there is water and plenty of things to drink when they drink and they're full, but when they get up in the morning, there is nothing. They just dream. But not so with the dreams of God's people. Amen? 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 Job 33 and verse 15 and 16 says, God communicates and speaks to us through a dream. While I was sleeping, the Lord spoke to me in a dream. Amen. And the people of Israel coming out of captivity, they said, it was like a dream. In other words, why, it was so easy.
Come on.
I just want you to hear these three words there. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who... That's past tense. When the Lord brought back. And then our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongue with singing. Amen. And then we said, the Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Now look at the fourth verse. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the... That's present tense. Hear that? See, the people of Israel coming back, look how their faith is rising up. They're saying the Lord has brought us back from captivity in the past. And when you study Bible history, you know they have been brought back from captivity before. Right during the time of Moses, God brought them out of captivity. Amen? Amen? But now we are back in captivity. Anybody like that this morning? Once upon a time you were free. Once upon a time you were new, you were free. You had victory over sin, victory over the enemy. You knew you were free. But now it looks like you're back in captivity. This is the psalm. Bring us back. Are you with me? Amen. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the... Amen. And the fifth and the sixth verse, with a lack of time, I'm not going into detail. It speaks about bringing you again if you ever fall back. That's why you never need to fear the future. Come on, church. I don't think you've got it. One of the reasons why some people don't get up when they have fallen is because some people have come and told me, I'm scared whether I'll fall again. So I think I'll just quit trying to get up and I'll just stay there. You needn't have the fear of failure again. That's why Psalm 126 says, in the past God has brought me out of captivity. In the present He's hearing my prayer and bringing me out. And in the future, hallelujah, even if I should fall again, He will get me back again. Come on, church. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, don't fear the future. Hallelujah. Don't fear your future. Amen. Don't fear failure. Are you with me? You are never a failure when you fall. You are only a failure when you quit. Hear me well, please. You are never a failure when you fall. You are only a failure when you quit. Amen. See, I have a lot of nephews and nieces at home. When they start to walk, you know, learn to walk, they fall on 100 million times. It's okay. Perfectly okay. But if at one point they should say, I won't get up again, and they quit trying and stay there, then the parents are beginning to panic. Are you with me? Hallelujah. That's why you shake away the dust and get up again. And here I go again with the Lord. This morning, anybody dares to say that again? Hallelujah. Glory under the name of the Lord. Glory under the name of the Lord. Glory under the name of the Lord. Past, present, future. In the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, Paul describes this once again, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Oh, hallelujah. Are you enjoying the word this morning? Make sure that you have your Bibles with you and learn the scriptures and allow the word of God to penetrate into you. The verse 10, he's saying here, who delivered us from greater death, amen, and death deliver us, in whom we, and he will still deliver us. Did you hear that? Present, past, and future. I mean past, present, and future. He has delivered us from a great death. He does deliver us, as present, and He will still deliver us. Don't be a perfectionist. Are you with me? If you are, you wouldn't need God. Some people pray and they say, if I will never fall again, if I'll never make a mistake again, I will walk. You will never walk. With that kind of attitude. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory under the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory under the name of the Lord. See, some of you wonder why. See, I always used to, you know, look at scriptures like Psalms 37 where it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I used to say, Lord, please order my steps. Because if you order my steps, I won't fall. Anyone pray like that? Amen? But have you noticed it? In Psalms 37 verse 23 it says, the steps of a good man or a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And the 24th verse says, even though he falls, he will rise again. Come on. I don't think you got it. Come on. Come on. Even though he falls, he will rise again. Which means even when the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, sometimes you might fall. But he will rise again. He will rise again. Some of you are going to rise again. Even this morning, you're going to rise again. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. I didn't come into my text still yet. Psalms 27. Psalms 127. The next song of ascent is, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in. Unless the Lord guards it, they watchmen guard it in. It's vain to rise up early, to sit up late. Amen. Then it says, the children are a blessing from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. The next psalm there, it says four things, you know. He says, if a house has to be built, it's the Lord who's got to build it. Amen. If the Lord has to guard the city, then the watchmen are also safe. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then he says, even the day-to-day affairs of your life, your business, your work, whatever, from morning to evening, you're working and all that, it is all in vain if the Lord is not there to help you. Then the fourth thing it says, the children are a blessing from God. And yesterday I was sitting with somebody and they told me, you know, I was so shocked. May it never happen to anyone in this congregation. And I pray that those of them who have ever experienced that might be freed by the blood of Jesus and you might taste the mercy and the love of God. A girl who was studying in the 10th standard, who was writing her exams now, she came back home and she came back and, you know, the father asked her the questions. Ella Ilya. And she had, you know, messed up a couple of questions and answers. And so the father was so angry, he took a book and hit her on the head. And then put her outside the house. And locked the door. The girl thought after some time he might come and open the door. Till 2:30 in the night, this girl is knocking at the door, right in the city. The father didn't open. What time all up? Didn't open. She didn't even have a piece of paper or a cloak. She slept under the car from a good family. Education illada avanumalla appan slept under the car. In the morning she went for her exams. Next day she's having exams with eyes puffed up, with tears, with fear. You know why? The father did not know the children are a blessing from God. Amen. If you have the courage to get married, have the courage to raise up children also. Be a man. Are you with me? I don't think right now I am. That's why I'm not getting married now. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Children are a blessing from God. And so what happens to them? He says they are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. In other words, they are your weapons. You will have security through them. In other words, children, make your parents secure. I am trying to. Hallelujah. Amen. Make your parents secure. Amen. And happy is the man. In other words, happiness comes through children. So children, make your parents. Go back home and crack a couple of jokes. That won't make them happy. Just love them. Respect them. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. This is not a crooked generation. Hallelujah. These are God's children here. This generation shall grow up like that. Amen. You will honor your parents. You will respect them. You will love them. You will give them much joy. And you will give them much security. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Now these blessings are for the one who realizes the Lord builds the house. Come on. Amen. And then we come to Psalms 128 and verse 5. And it says, the Lord bless you out of. Amen. The Lord bless you out of Zion. The Lord bless you out of. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't think I'll be able to preach on the text now, because I've taken a lot of time. Because I want to bless you out of Zion today. I want to bless you. This congregation, everybody comes in here, I don't want to curse them. I never do. Are you with me? I want to bless them. And I know I can only bless them when the Lord blesses them. So before I come here, I say, Lord, make me yieldable to you in such a way that the anointing will rest upon me, where what you want to declare, I can declare. If the Lord doesn't bless someone, I cannot bless them as a minister of the gospel. You hear that? Amen. See, if you have heard me pray, I pray and I say, Father, bless your children. In other words, I can pray, asking the Lord to bless you. But the minute I say, I bless you in the name of the Lord, that's when the Lord tells me to bless you. And then I know by faith, if you receive, that blessing is yours. Otherwise, I will never have the boldness to ever say that. Amen. When I feel that anointing of blessing upon me, and the Lord said, may the Lord bless his people out of Zion. Hallelujah. Psalm 128 onward, it is a blessing. In 120, he started with a curse. But look at Psalm 134. In Psalms 134, towards the, you know, the last of the Psalms of the Psalm of Ascents, he's saying, oh, we are standing in the house of the Lord. We are blessing the Lord. In captivity, they never thought they would make it to our time back of worship and revival and restoration. Hallelujah. In Psalms 34, hallelujah, even in the watches of the night, they are there worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. That is revival. That is revival. That is revival. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. What a privilege. Oh, what a privilege. Song of Ascents is you ascending from the depths of hell and bondage and captivity right to the glorious freedom of being a servant and a child of God, back in the house of God to worship him and lift up his name and exalt his name even in the watches of the night. Hallelujah. You dare to believe that today? You dare to believe that? There is revival, restoration, and a coming back. You are going to ascend back the steps. Amen. This morning, you believe that and you want that. Amen. It comes in the person and in the Lordship of Jesus Christ alone. Amen. No other name is given under the heavens through which mankind shall be saved ever except the name of Jesus Christ. Except the name of Jesus Christ. Except the name of
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, you look at the, you know, gospel, you will find a beautiful scripture which says in the gospel of John chapter 1 and verse 51, the Lord is saying to Nathanael, the time is coming when you will see angels of God ascending and descending. Amen? 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 In the book of Genesis 28, Jacob, while he was traveling with just a stick in his hand, he had nothing else. He had to flee from his house. Now, he was a person who stayed in the house all the time. He had never lived outside alone. Hear me well, please. Esau was a hunter. He was a strong man. He would go through the forest hunting. Jacob was a mother's boy, mama's boy. Amen. The minute he goes to hostel, he will feel homesick. I've taken a person along with me for a crusade one day. After 1 week, that guy is homesick. You're having a crusade in North India, and he's homesick. He wanted to be a missionary, but he's a mama's boy. At home, he's always fighting. But when he goes out, he's... That is Jacob. Are you with me? Come on. We always have that love for our families, don't we? We might fight with them at home, but hallelujah. We can never put them in the house, but we need them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. And Jacob on his journey, the Lord appears to him and he's in a vision of a ladder from heaven. Amen? Heaven is open and a ladder from heaven. And the angels of God are ascending and descending. What does that mean? It means, see, whatever you pray, the angel of God is taking it up. And not only taking it up, the angel is coming down also with the answer and the blessing. May the Lord bless your assignment means whatever you have been praying till now, every cry of your heart, everything that you ever whispered in your life as a prayer to the Lord, He not only heard you, but He's saying, I'm coming down to give you the answer if you receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. Now, I release you to that blessing now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you out of Zion. Stand up in the presence of the Lord. I want to take some time to pray with you and allow the Lord to bless you. ഇന്ന് നീ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചതെല്ലാം നീ ചോദിച്ചതെല്ലാം എന്റെ ദൈവം മറുപടി തരുന്ന സമയമാണ്. Hallelujah. This is the time He's going to answer you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have ever cried, if you have ever prayed in your distress, my brother, my sister, close your eyes, lift your hands and say, Lord, all that I ever prayed, I know it is not in vain. I thank you that you answer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, May the Lord bless you out of Zion. The Lord bless you out of Zion. May there be fruitfulness rising upon your life. Like in a frame, doubly fruitful. May there be no lack of bread, no water in your house. May the riches of God's glory come over you. May the presence of the Almighty God reside upon your being. May your children make you secure, make you happy. May their lives be secure in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. 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 Hallelujah. I will bless His name at all times. His praise shall be continuously on my lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. ഏതൊക്കെ ഏരിയ ശത്രുവായവൻ അവരെ തകർക്കാൻ നോക്കിയോ ആ ഏരിയയിൽ തന്നെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അനുഗ്രഹം ഇറങ്ങട്ടെ. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അനുഗ്രഹം ഇറങ്ങട്ടെ. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അനുഗ്രഹം ഇറങ്ങട്ടെ. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി അവരെ തകർക്കാൻ ശത്രുവായവൻ നോക്കിയ സ്ഥാനങ്ങളിൽ തന്നെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി വ്യാപരിച്ച് അവരുടെ മേൽ ഒരു വിധത്തിലും ഒരു അനുഗ്രഹവും ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവ് ഈ നിമിഷം കൽപ്പിക്കട്ടെ. In the name of Jesus, Ruda Shambajara, hallelujah, 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 Ruda Shambara, Chudandiriana, Makaragara Shambana, Ruchalandirindiriya, Maskula Raja, hallelujah, Rusambala Randiriya, oh, Rusambala Sachanandiya, hallelujah, glory to your name, hallelujah, hallelujah, Nimaha. Hallelujah. Your people are on Zion. Your word declares in Galatians 3 that you yourself became a curse that we might walk under a blessing. You took the curse of the law upon yourself that we might walk in the blessing that you promised to Abraham. The anointing of your spirit to move through upon your people this morning. Whichever area of their lives, Father, that the enemy has tried to curse or destroy, in the name of Jesus this morning, Yeshuvinte naamathil, athe megalagale njan anugrahichu prarthikkunnu, anugrahichu prarthikkunnu, anugrahichu prarthikkunnu, shatruvayavan pakarkkan nokkiya athe sthanangalil thanne, devathinte parishuddhaatmavinte shakti vyaparichu, aa sthanangalile devathinte krupayum, devathinte anugrahavum angade makkalude nerayil vannu nirayatte, Yeshuvinte naamathil, hallelujah, talamuragale takarkkan nokkiya, shatruvinte porattathinte mel യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അധികാരമെടുത്ത്, യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അധികാരമെടുത്ത് ആ ബന്ധനങ്ങളെ ശാസിച്ചിട്ട് അങ്ങനെ ജനതയെ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ വിടുതൽ കൽപ്പിച്ച് അനുഗ്രഹിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അനുഗ്രഹം പ്രാപിക്കട്ടെ. ശാപങ്ങൾ മാറട്ടെ, കെട്ടുകൾ അഴിയട്ടെ, രോഗത്തിന്റെ ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ അഴിയട്ടെ, ശാപങ്ങൾ മാറിപ്പോകട്ടെ. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ സൗഖ്യം പ്രാപിക്കട്ടെ, അനുഗ്രഹം പ്രാപിക്കട്ടെ. രാജാര അങ്ങനെ ചെയ്തതിനായി നന്ദി പറയുന്നു. എല്ലാം മുഖത്തോ അങ്ങേറ്റെടുക്കണം. ഞങ്ങളുടെ മക്കളെ കൃപയിൽ സൂക്ഷിക്കണം. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തിയിലും സാന്നിധ്യത്തിലും നിലനിർത്തണം. Hallelujah, may the fruit of your Holy Spirit rise up inside your children. The love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness and self-control rise up within your children in this place. May they enjoy every fruit of your Holy Spirit and walk in the gifts and the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit. May there be no oil lacking over their lives. May every area of their life be saturated with the presence of God. May they
descendants be blessed. May their children be blessed. May their finances be blessed. May their estate be blessed. May their homes be blessed. May the work of their hands be blessed. അവരുടെ തലമുറകളെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ശാപങ്ങൾ തകർക്കുന്ന ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ മക്കൾക്കായി വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. രോഗത്തിന്റെ ബന്ധനം കടക്കുക. ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറി അനുഗ്രഹത്തിന്റെ സൗഖ്യത്തിന്റെ അനുഗ്രഹം വന്ന് അറിയട്ടെ. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അനുഗ്രഹിച്ചു പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. May they enjoy good health. May they have the peace of the soul. May they never backslide. May they go forward in the name of Jesus. അനുഗ്രഹിച്ചു പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. May the penalty and the payment and the power of sin be broken. Be broken. Broken, be broken in the name of Jesus now. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ പാപത്തിന്റെ ശാപം ഈ നിമിഷം അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ. അനുഗ്രഹം പ്രാപിക്കട്ടെ. വിശുദ്ധ ജനനമായി മാറട്ടെ. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ. അനുഗ്രഹം പ്രാപിക്കട്ടെ. രാജാലൂയ്യ. അങ്ങനെ മക്കളെ അനുഗ്രഹിച്ചു പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ അവരെ പൊതിഞ്ഞു കാക്കുകയാണ്. യേശുവിന്റെ രക്തം അവരുടെ മക്കൾക്കായി സംസാരിക്കട്ടെ. അവരുടെ ഭവനങ്ങളെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കണം. കുടുംബത്തെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കണം. അവരുടെ യാത്രയെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അവരുടെ ജീവിതത്തിന്റെ എല്ലാ മേഖലകളെയും അനുഗ്രഹിക്കണം. അനുഗ്രഹിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ തന്നെ. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. താങ്ക് ദ ലോർഡ്. ലിഫ്റ്റ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ഗിവ് ഹിം ഗ്ലോറി. ഹി ഈസ് ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് യു ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ.